USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New England has won another Super Bowl. Westwood One's Kevin Harlan calls the final play as the Patriots beat the Rams 13-3.
Brady under center, victory formation, takes the snap, falls to an E, and that'll do it. The New England Patriots have won the Patriots their second Super Bowl championship in the last.
Gladys Knight sang the national anthem ahead of the game, and the NFL paid tribute to the civil rights movement. Just before the Super Bowl coin toss, a clip was shown of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. King's daughter, Dr. Bernice King, was the person chosen to flip the coin, and she was joined by Congressman John Lewis and Andrew Young. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
Ahead of the State of the Union address, President Trump has decided to speak out about several military issues. After the president said sending U.S. troops to Venezuela was an option on the table, Margaret Brennan on CBS's Face the Nation asked him if he would personally negotiate with Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to convince him he should leave office.
Well, he has requested a meeting, and I've turned it down because we're very far along in the process. You have a young and energetic gentleman, but you have other people within that same group that have been if you talk about democracy, it's really democracy in action.
He also said he wanted to leave U.S. forces in Iraq so he could keep a close eye on Iran. He also claimed that Defense Secretary James Mattis resigned because he told him to do it. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The month-long trial for an infamous drug lord is finally coming to a close. USA's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
The jury in El Chapo's trial in Brooklyn, New York, is expected to begin deliberations on Monday morning. The jury listening to closing arguments this past week, hearing from more than 50 people in Joaquin El Chapo Guzman's three-month-long trial. The 61-year-old accused Mexican drug lord faces life in prison if convicted in more than a dozen counts, including drug trafficking and money laundering. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Senator Rand Paul wins in court after a neighbor attacked him. USA Radio's Tim Berg has details.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul has been awarded just under $600,000 in a lawsuit against a neighbor who attacked him back in 2017. The jury awarded Paul just under $8,000 in medical damages, $200,000 for pain and suffering, and $375,000 for punitive damages. Paul joins Fox News and says he's just happy to have the situation behind him.
You know, my wife and I have had a tough year, me in particular physically, and I'm still healing. We're glad to have the court case over. To us, the court case wasn't really just about us. It was also about all of us in the sense that it's to send a signal that violence isn't the way we should resolve our differences.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.